This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Costos and Ranji sitting in for Ken Barkley today. Ken celebrating his wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary to the Barkleys. Ken back on the show tomorrow. Having a blast with Chris filling in for Ken today. Power hour coming up, final hour of the show. All our baseball bets for tonight. Next hour, Anthony Amico, NBA draft props. Michael Felder, all things college football betting. And Eli's going to lead a non-betting segment about the news of the day, which is going to be funny, guaranteed, whether it's good or bad, which is the best part of these sorts of things. It's
good, either bad is the best.
It's either good because it's good or good because it's bad. So yeah, either way, it's going to be good. And this
if
is
you didn't
Eli
doubt this segment, you yeah wouldn't say that. So maybe you shouldn't doubt the segment.
I'm literally telling you that the segment's going to be good no matter what. There is no doubt in my mind that the segment's going to be good, Eli. Zero doubt.
Sure. I will not be part of this infighting.
Well, there's really no infighting. Or maybe there is.
There's infighting.
That's
I hear
a first.
It.
maybe there is some infighting. By the way, great to have Eli back on the show today for the first time on air this week. Eli, I hope that you've been warming up those dulcet tones. So we haven't heard you rap on the dope ass beat yet this week. So looking forward to that coming up in the Power Hour. But right now on the show, we are pleased to welcome in one of our all-time favorite guests on the Mount Rushmore of You Better You Bet guests. That is the one, the only, the whale capper, Drew Densick, at @whale_capper on Twitter of NBC Sports Edge and the Deep Dive Podcast. Well, welcome back to You Better You Bet. It's Nick and Chris in for Ken Thursday on BetQL. Before we get into the Olympics, and I know you're going to be betting the Olympics hot and heavy, one of the reasons why we love you here, tell us how the NBA season wrapping up the NBA Finals treated you, my friend.
Oh, Game 6 was absolutely picture perfect. I mean, like, I think I made 6 or 7 wagers pregame, in-game, halftime, and I was undefeated. So that was a perfect bow on what was a very solid season overall. If I want to be a little less excited for Milwaukee than a lot of the other people who are just kind of out there sort of celebrating what was a very, you know, unique, momentous franchise-defining sort of, you know, championship for them. Like, I was so fat on Milwaukee last year, and they let me down so hard. And so not to be kind of part of the retribution story was a little tough to deal with just from, like, an emotional standpoint. Like, I had some amazing numbers on the Bucks last year, and when it got shut down for COVID, and then they were just completely checked out in the bubble, it was, that was tough to deal with. And so I'm happy for those guys, though, ultimately. Like, it's good to kind of get a new champion in the mix. And, if we had kind of gone through the entirety of Giannis's career where the storyline was consistently he'll never win a championship, I would pull my hair out, because he's obviously, you know, he was a deserving 2-time MVP, and it was really cool to see him in that moment.
When Phoenix went up 2-0 in that series, I think most people just kind of assumed that, you know, maybe Milwaukee would make a series of it, but Phoenix is just going to win this thing. Is that how you felt? And if so, when did it flip for you?
Well, I actually, I was hot on, I mean, I was high on Phoenix heading into the series. I was high on them game one and game two. I came hard at Milwaukee in game three. And then I kind of felt like, regardless of the outcome, game four was going to decide it one way or the other. Like, if Phoenix wins game four, I figured they put the series away at home in game five. And if Milwaukee wins game four, you know, they have some momentum. They had the extra days of rest, which I think were massively important for Giannis in terms of being, you know, like, if they didn't have those extra rest days, would Budenholzer have had the confidence to play him 40 minutes a night on, you know, on a bum knee? And you know, the extra time there, I think, really allowed him to kind of get right physically and then put up the performances we saw. So, you know, once I kind of digested the schedule and once I saw that game four win, I pretty much, you know, figured that it was Milwaukee's to lose at that point.
And listen, we give Whale a ton of credit. All our guests basically that came on, You Better You Bet throughout the course of the basketball season. Whale gave us winners in the regular season, before the season started, in the postseason. So it was a great NBA season for us here on You Better You Bet, partly aided by great guests that we have on the show, like our pal, the Whale capper, Drew Densick. Drew, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I hate the Olympics. Just not into it. I watch every single sport. I've never been an Olympics guy, but you know what? That's not going to stop me from betting on it. Because listen, there's not much else going on. So I'll watch the Olympics. I'll bet on the Olympics. And I know that you, my friend, expert handicapper in many different things, I know that you are going to be handicapping the Olympics here. So we'll get some of your specific bets here momentarily, but lead us through here. Cause someone like me who bets on everything, I've literally never bet the Olympics before. Maybe like basketball here and there, I guess maybe like soccer at some point, but take us through kind of how you handicap Olympic betting, Drew.
Well, it's a super unique betting experience if you've never done it before, and I get why. I mean, it only comes around every 4 years, and, you know, if you're super into baseball, you know, you don't really want to get out of your groove and, you know, focus on a little, you know, one-off tournament here. But the most fun sort of, at this point at least, waiting for the opening ceremonies tomorrow, the most fun way to attack the markets is the medal markets. And so basically you're betting over under gold medals for each country, which gives you, number one, a nice 2 week sweat. And number two, you know, kind of just forces you to figure out like, okay, why is a country like Japan expected to win 27 and, you know, 27, 28 gold medals? Like, you look at their last couple Olympic performances, it's like 10, 9, 11, 12. Like, how in the world are they going to go from winning that many gold medals to winning 28? You know, you dig in a little bit, you figure out what sports they're expected to win gold. And then, you know, you place your over-unders on these countries. And there are so many multiple ways you can do well, or, you know, things can shift on a dime. You know, one team happens to overperform in one sport and, you know, you were expecting them to get one and they get five, you know, so stuff like that absolutely comes through one way or the other. And I think these markets are absolutely beatable. You've seen a ton of movement on them. I mean, you know, some of the offshore sites are taking, you know, 2, 5, 10K on some of these markets and the prices are moving big time. So there is like a decent amount of, you know, people weighing in with different opinions here. And, you know, it's, you know, you don't have to necessarily be engaged in all of the sports in order to just kind of track, okay, well, how's my team doing in terms of medals, gold medals so far? Let's look at the standings. And then, you know, if it's going well, you can just kind of seek out the performances you care about. And then if you want to play it by a sport by sport standpoint, like forget about like the soccer and the basketball and the baseball and stuff. Like those are relatively uninteresting when it comes to the Olympics. Number one, you don't necessarily have the best players there performing at a level where you want to watch. Number two, you know, you get one gold medal per team awarded at the end of the whole shebang. So it's not really that exciting. Stuff like track and field, stuff like swimming is really where you're going to get your most entertainment from a betting standpoint. And if I want to kind of highlight swimming specifically, because that's the week one focus, right? It's basically horse racing. Like, there's so many parallels to horse racing, it's wild. Like, you have past performances, you have past times, you know, these swimmers have competed at different meets, but never really against each other, except for once in the blue moon, you know? So you can kind of gauge who's peaking, who's waning, you know, who's primed for a good meet. Somebody has a good swim early in the meet, you can predict for, you know, later in the meet, they're going to have, you know, continue to have good swims and vice versa. And when the race goes off and you're watching it live, like it's, you know, bang, you got to bet on a swimmer. It's like, you know, 1 minute, 2 minutes, maybe 4 minutes, depending on the length of the race. And then you get to either, you know, cash your ticket or cry in your beer. And, you know, if you look at sort of the odds of swimming in the past, several Olympic cycles. Like, it's a really good mix of sometimes there is a heavy favorite that does well, and sometimes there is a wild long shot that comes out of nowhere and, you know, cashes like 100-to-1 ticket. Like, I think the 200 breaststroke winner last year in the last cycle in Rio was about 200-to-1 before the Olympics to get the gold. And so, you know, you have some wild long shots come in, and it's a pretty fun sport to bet overall, in my opinion, at least, especially if you're going to watch it live.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So how is COVID complicating all of this, whether it's the total gold medals or individual sports or whatever, because you don't know who's going to, they're going to be like, well, this person's positive and they can't play now or whatever. Like, I mean, is it a lot more complicated than it usually is?
Yeah, I mean, I would say there are for sure going to be surprises along the way, COVID absences. And, you know, if you're an advantage player and you're catching that news before the market in general, you're going to be able to find some, you know, some stale lines, some advantages that way. But even more so, I think because this comes around once every 4 years, and particularly like the United States athletes, at least what I've heard is that you have extremely high vaccination rates amongst these competitors. I don't think anyone has put in 4 years of preparation for this moment just to be sidelined by a positive test at this point. But there will be for sure some athletes that get tagged and get put into quarantine and aren't allowed to compete. And for sure that can absolutely tilt some individual gold markets. As far as the overall team, nation gold hauls, I think there's a lot of redundancy. There's a lot of resiliency. Like, if one team happens to get wiped out, like a basketball team, like USA basketball all of a sudden is no longer allowed to participate because more than half the team is tagged positive. Well, that's only going to be one gold. There's enough diversification for like a USA, Olympic team overall that I don't think one or two here or there is going to really meaningfully impact the handicap.
All right, well, I want to hit you with a couple different things here. We got a little more than 2 minutes to go here, so give me quick answers on the following questions, if you'd be so kind. Nation to win the most gold medals. USA is the big favorite, -1,000. China, +600. Great Britain, 3,300, along with Japan and Russia. Who do you like to win the most gold medals? Give it to us here in 30 seconds.
It's the United States, and it's not close. In fact, if you can find an individual medal market for the United States, it opened at 46.5. It got bet down hard. It was, under was juiced to like -200. And I've seen some other markets open up at 43.5, 44.5. All of that, I think, was speculative. All of that, I think, is not really well-informed. And I think the United States is going to show really well here. So I like the United States over gold in general. And I think we're going to excel in track and field, in particular in week number two.
In 30 seconds here, what plays in the swimming betting market stand out in 30 seconds, Will?
Oh, well, let's start on Sunday. Katie Ledecky, she's the underdog for the first time in her entire career in the 400 women's freestyle. Oh. She's the underdog to Australian Arnie Titmus. Titmus had almost world record swim in qualifying, whereas Katie Ledecky swam right through qualifying, did not taper, did not rest. She is primed for an absolute breakout performance. It's going to be tough. The Titmus is a fair favorite, but the line has moved too much. This is a 50-50 kind of race, and I played Katie Ledecky to win the 400 women's freestyle on Sunday at about +175.
Well, in literally 10 seconds, give us one more bet that you like for the Olympics coming up this weekend.
All right, let's go with Australia just in general. Australia gold's over. I got them winning 8 in swimming. I got them winning 3 in sailing. This is a country that's going to perform well. It's in their time zone. Everything about this, I got 3 in canoeing, flat water kayaking. Australia is going to show up here, and they're going to be great. Their total was 12.5, and I think they make it to about 16.
Will, you are an absolute legend. Good luck betting the Olympics this weekend. Check them out on the NBC Sports Edge Deep Dive Pod. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, best of luck, guys.
That's our pal, Drew Densick, the whale capper. That is absolutely legendary. We are 2 hours down, 2 more still to go. Coming up next hour on the show, NBA draft props, college football, and Eli leads us in a non-betting segment.
Next. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.